In Virginia yesterday, President Bush told small business people that the American economy will rebound in the long run.
NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore.
But as has been said, in the long run, we'll all be dead. Less than a month before the hard-fought election, it becomes increasingly clear that the whole campaign is being overshadowed by a global economic meltdown that makes other issues decidedly secondary. Under other circumstances, there might have been more interest in the portions of last night's debate about Iran, North Korea, whether Pakistani sovereignty should be violated, whether Obama or McCain has the better health plan, who would do more taxing and more spending. But on a day when the Dow Jones sank another 500 points, and we learned of Iceland appealing to Russia for a rescue from bankruptcy, the debate took on a somber tone. Moderator Tom Brokaw opened the proceedings by saying, "The world has changed a great deal, and not for the better." Under the circumstances, the political antagonists were well advised to lay off the personal attacks that their campaigns had resorted to in recent days. Nothing about Obama consorting with terrorists or McCain consorting with a fraudulent savings and loan operator. But called upon for answers to the economic crisis, neither would say whether he expected the crisis to get worse before it gets better. Before the second debate, Senator Obama was already rising in the national polls. In one Gallup poll, Obama was leading McCain 51-42%. A CBS poll said the economy is now the most pressing national issue. And there's a tendency among voters to think that Obama is better able than McCain to deal with it. In effect, McCain is not so much running against Obama as he's running against an economic crisis that voters tend to associate with the Bush years and now with McCain. This is Daniel Shore.